Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2187. To People Who Want to Lose Weight But Can't Get Started, by Andy Thusen of andythusen.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Now, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short today, so let's get right to another post and continue optimizing your life. To People Who Want to Lose Weight But Can't Get Started, by Andy Thusen of andythusen.com. Somehow, at age 31, I found myself to be what I never thought I would be, an overweight, tired parent. I lacked the energy and vitality to keep up with my kids. I meandered through my days in a haze, each day blending into the next. I was sleepwalking through my own life. I would see other parents my own age, fit, healthy, and looking good, and I would seethe with jealousy. Why wasn't I born with good genes? I would just look at the cake and seem to gain weight. It was maddening. I was a chronic dieter. I tried every diet on the market. Each one met with the same conclusion: complete and utter failure. I would do okay for a bit, even lose a few pounds, but then I would somehow lose momentum and fall right back into my old habits, relying on comfort foods to cheer me up. I really did want to lose weight and become healthier, so I wouldn't have to miss out on playing with my kids and really enjoying life. But I was at a loss of what to do, and it seemed utterly hopeless. Nothing I had tried provided lasting results. The thing is, everything I read about weight loss seemed to contradict itself, and I was overwhelmed and confused. That meant I was always searching for truth on how to lose weight. Still, each avenue seemed to be smoke and mirrors, all making big promises and never delivering. To make things worse, I felt terrible because I seemed to fail every single time. I felt even worse about the situation because I seemed to lack an ounce of willpower, and food always seemed to win. I felt deflated, and my life seemed completely out of control. The problem was that I didn't have the energy to walk up the stairs without being winded. I would look in the mirror and be completely ashamed and embarrassed at the person staring back at me. I remember vividly the day I timidly stepped on the scale as my tattered bathrobe fell to the floor. I remember looking down and seeing the numbers 172. Blink back at me. Immediately, tears trickled down my face. My weight had never gone over 170 pounds. As a 5 foot, 2 inch, small frame person, this weight was more than I had ever weighed. The numbers on the scale seemed to taunt me, pushing me to feel and absorb their harsh reality. Finally, after staring at the numbers on our bathroom scale for what seemed like hours, I felt my anger rise. I wiped my tears away with the back of my pudgy hand and felt something shift in me. I could feel my indignation rising. I looked at the naked, flabby person staring back at me, and I said, "Enough is enough. I am done feeling like this. I am done avoiding taking photos with my kids. I am done looking at myself in the mirror and hating what I see. I was done being tired. I was done being ashamed. It was time to take my control back." Then, as if by chance, something amazing happened. That's when I realized I could keep doing what I was doing and continue down the road of gaining more and more weight, or I could choose to rewrite my story of who I had become. In a matter of moments, I realized I had the power within me to choose to lose the weight and change the narrative I had created for myself. It was up to me and only me to take my control back and stop letting myself sleepwalk through life. It was suddenly crystal clear to me how to shift my mindset and finally lose weight. I knew I had the power within me to rewrite my life from one of pain, depression, self-loathing, and obesity to one of health, happiness, and a killer new bod. I also learned that all diets, no matter how they are structured, boil down to one thing, and that one thing was the key to it all. As a result of defining this new truth, I started gaining momentum. After I did that, I started finding confidence in myself I never knew existed. Suddenly, I was able to keep up with my kids. I had energy and vitality again. I was no longer a spectator in my own life. I began to be a creator. That's when I realized that the secret is that we are being lied to and manipulated all the time. There was no magic pill, diet, or exercise that would give me the results I so desperately wanted. The truth was that dieting doesn't work. Instead, I had to change my lifestyle and my mindset completely. After my epiphany, I dove deep into researching everything I could on nutrition, fitness, and weight loss. My plan was to start to implement the tiny, basic truths I had discovered. I ignored flashy, quick fad diets and focused on real, provable methods. I started to see results, and my scale was beginning to move. But I didn't stop there. I kept searching. I started to implement exercise. Moving my body every day was super hard at first, and I absolutely hated it. But the more I did it, the more I realized how much better I felt, both emotionally and physically. After that, I started learning more and more about the body-mind connection, realizing that diet and exercise alone were not enough. But there was still a problem. I was losing weight and feeling better, but there was something missing. Even as the numbers on the scale dropped, I still wasn't quite at peace with who I was inside. I continued to struggle internally with loving and accepting myself. I found that my self-worth and the number on the scale didn't correlate in the way I expected. Whether I was 172 pounds or 125 pounds, I felt the same negative feelings about myself. Although my outer body had changed completely, my inner self was much the same. I ended up getting so frustrated that I decided to work on being someone who loved and accepted themselves no matter what. I chose to call my little mission, Love Yourself Completely, No Matter What. I wanted to create something that would make it possible to not only keep off the weight I lost, but learn to be truly happy and joyful with who I was as a human. I needed something that not only changed my outer world, but more importantly, my inner world. It took time and lots of inner work, but now when I look in the mirror, I completely love the body and soul looking back at me. I am finally at peace within my mind, body, and soul. The best way I can explain it is freedom. I had done what I set out to accomplish after years of failing diet after diet and feeling like a complete loser who lacked an ounce of willpower. I lost 40 pounds and kept it off for over 9 years to date. But more importantly, I reclaimed who I was and learned to silence my inner mean self. I intentionally stepped into a place of peace, joy, and happiness within my own mind, body, and soul. After years of my own struggle, learning, trial, and error, I started my blog. I became a person obsessed with the one purpose, to help as many people as I could make this momentous transformation in their own lives. I even went back to school and became a certified personal trainer and nutrition specialist. I studied meditation, affirmations, and the power of the mind-body connection. I stepped out of my comfort zone and into my role as a coach. I have helped thousands move beyond diets and step into freedom by reclaiming their bodies and taking back control of their lives. This is the journey I love taking my clients and readers on, helping them to heal inner wounds and move boldly forward as individuals filled with joy, peace, and self-acceptance, and a killer bod. You just listened to the post titled, To People Who Want to Lose Weight But Can't Get Started, by Andy Thusen of andythusen.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neal here for my commentary. Through her very personal story and personal journey, what today's author Andy described was something that many who have found success with their weight management, or really any goal for that matter, is this: focus on the process and the results will follow. If we can try and meet our nutrition and exercise goals the majority of the time, the results will follow. So it's not necessarily about trying the latest flashy new fad or latest flashy new exercise. It's really about doing the things that we should be doing most every day. And when I say results, that could mean weight loss, maintaining current body weight, improved cardiorespiratory fitness, improved strength, a smaller waist, and of course, as Andy described, healing emotional wounds. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the usual Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.